The Thought of a Mouse. Epigraph. One death is a tragedy, a million a statistic. Misattributed to Joseph Stalin. There are unnamed people in my life who buy out bait shops to rescue worms, catch house mice live, and take them outside. They say these creatures have souls. Mice, for example, feel. They feel pain, feel for each other. They fear, they play, they coo, they sigh, they pine. A mated pair fret about infidelity. But what about the millions of mice down under that have plagued farmers' grain, whose incessant chitter and scratch runs men mad, whose pea stench seeps into walls and bedding, where closets of clothes are shredded to make nests for all those mated pairs to bear babies? They thrive and grow and swarm under floors, 1,000,000,000 saboteurs driving families from their homes, their lands, their sleep haunted. At my house, I find tiny turds in the silverware tray, set snap traps, when successful, lament each cracked neck, but I'm glad to be rid of the mess. The unnamed people in my life don't want to hear about it, don't want to know of the Aussie's plight, can't bear the thought of barrels of pips lured to drown in baited water, and thousands more savaged by other mice. It's kill or be killed. Mice kill mice, people kill mice, people kill people, mice kill people, water kills, hantavirus kills, fleas kill, ticks and war and rising tides kill, and I trap a single mouse, a critter whose mate will miss him. A billion like him terrorize the Aussies. Each one coos and sighs and pines, and I don't care or can't care except about the one who fouls my flatware. And me. I care about me. And if some reader expects me to make sense of souls or suffering or a million deaths or one or of the difference between a creature's pain and people's, they'd do better to read another poem. Because I've got nothing. Nothing but sorrow for the millions, shame for the one, and clean forks and knives to set for my dinner guests.